Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Saxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight. In this segment, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith, encouraged in how you go through your process, and even how God will use everyday circumstances, situations to build you, improve you, add to you, even stretch you, and let you know who He is as you're growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Going back to our study of faith, and we're looking at Cain and Abel. We're looking at their how Abel was. His faith was acceptable unto God, and how in Hebrews 11, he's mentioned as one of the heroes of faith, the heroines of faith. And so we're going back and we're looking at Genesis, and we're seeing how his faith basically is that which is acceptable in the eyes of God. We're looking at Genesis, the fourth chapter. We see here that, as I said before, Adam knew his wife. Prior to this, we don't know if they had had an intimate relationship, but we see here that they have an intimate relationship, and he knows her twice, and she brings forth two sons, Cain and Abel. And in that process, we see that as they grow and they become men, God, Abel was a man that basically was one that tended the earth. And tended the sheep, and Cain was one that tended the earth as far as planting and that and getting things to grow in the earth. The problem was that Abel always was thankful and grateful unto God, and he moved in faith. He believed, he thanked God for his blessings, for the labor of his work and the labor of his hands, and for blessing him to be able to be productive and to have a livestock and occupation that he could give God glory for and thank God for his blessings on. And when we look at Cain was not. He did it not by faith. He didn't do it intentional. He didn't do it in the way that magnified God. He didn't do it in the way that was pleasing to the Lord. He did what was pleasing in his own sight, and he was not thankful unto God. And I said yesterday that is very dangerous whenever you are not thankful to God for the things that he does in your life, or thankful for the things that he gives you. You have to make sure that you have to move in the direction of what God is saying and move in the direction of his divine will so that he can get the glory out of you always. Now, when we see this, God does not intend for Cain to stay in a place of unpleasing. He lets him know, he speaks to him, and he tells him what is necessary for him to be pleasing. God will always tell us what it is he requires of us. He's never going to let us be unaware of what his requirements are. He's never going to let us walk blindly or try to please him without understanding what he requires. So he gave the option to Cain for him to change his mind and to change his heart and to change his thinking, change his behavior and his conduct. It was Cain's choice not to obey the word or the wisdom of God. It was his choice not to heed to the warning that God was telling him. And you have to understand that God will warn us when we're moving in a direction that is outside of his will. And he will always tell us what he's requiring of us in this season, in this time, what he wants for us. And you have to understand that because of this example, it lets us understand that God does not always receive every sacrifice. If it is not done in faith, it's not done with thanksgiving, if it's done grudgingly, he does not receive it. And even though we think that everything we do God receives, he does not. There are some things that we have done that was not by faith, and it was not with the right attitude, and it was not the right motive. And the Bible says in all that we do, we are to do it as unto the Lord. And when we have, to, when we understand that even serving on a job or in our house or our children, our spouses, in ministry, people, we're supposed to do it as unto the Lord. When we do it, we're supposed to present it as a living sacrifice, present it as we're presenting ourselves, present it by faith, present it by gratitude and thanksgiving, presenting it knowing that God has blessed us to be able to do whatever it is that we're doing, to have a job, to have a family, to have children, to serve in ministry, to have giftings and talents, to be able to be used in any capacity. He's given us that ability to do that. So we're to be thankful to him for life and for knowing him. And because of that, we're to do it unto him, knowing that he's the one that's going to judge it. He's the one that's going to get the glory out of it. He's the one that's going to receive it. Even though others might benefit from it, it's God that's going to receive it because it was done first unto him. So when it's not done with the right attitude, no matter what it is, if I don't do this broadcast with the right attitude and the right motive unto the Lord by faith, I'm talking, but I'm encouraging, but God is not being glorified in the magnitude that he wants to be, because he wants me to first give him glory. He wants me to first appreciate the God that I serve, love the God that I serve, be thankful to him that he's given me the ability to even do this, to hear and to understand and to encourage someone else. So everything that we do has to be unto the Lord, so that he can be magnified. He can be blessed by it, and others are encouraged or blessed by whatever you do first unto him. So Cain was given the opportunity to change his mindset, to change his heart, to change his will, but he chose not to do so. And I'm encouraging us to make sure that we check our motives and check our heart and check how we do things and the attitude and the action and the deed, that God is benefiting, God is blessed by it, and others will benefit by what we do for the glory of God. So we see that Cain gets here and the first offering is presented to the Lord. He's presented to him, and Abel gives God an offering that is blessed. He gives God an offering full of faith. He gives God an offering full of thanksgiving. He's just blessing God. He's presenting his best, not his leftovers, not what he thinks God deserves or what he feels like giving, but he's giving his best. He's given it everything he has. He's made sure that he's fussed, so to speak, over what he's giving God. He's made sure that he's looked thoroughly to make sure it is the best of the best. He's made sure that God is going to be glorified. But Cain, on the other hand, gives God things that are not acceptable. And he wants God to come down to his level and say, this is going to be okay. I'm going to accept it. But God does not accept it. And he gives him another opportunity. And he even lets him know what is approaching his heart. He even lets him know what's going to happen if he doesn't change. That is all the time we have for today, and I can't get any further because I want to make sure we get all the meat out of this study and the meat out of a heart that is pleasing and presenting unto the Lord. But I pray that you've been encouraged and that you're looking at everything that you do and saying, God, help me to do it as unto you, and help me to do it by faith, and help me to do it in thanksgiving and gratitude. I believe that God wants to get the glory in everything we do and that he's trusting us to do so. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor, Love, the Process of There. And I pray that you continue to walk by faith and not by sight. God bless you.